Hi, just a little update. I can no longer live stream on YouTube. And it was because I got a community strike against me. For what, you may ask? Pornography. You may be thinking, Big Bear, that's a little weird. Aren't you always talking about how good marriage is and whatnot? Yeah, it was pornography because I showed a clip of some sex, but it was between bonobo monkeys. From a clip 2 years ago. And where did I get this clip? A David Attenborough documentary from YouTube. And it was obviously humorous. So just know that there is no rule I could follow. I'm not intentionally taking unnecessary risks. Just the fact that I won't say, that Trump caused a hurricane, or that a 5-year-old can be one of 77 genders, they'll always find a way. It's a purge. It's thought crimes. There is no rules when it comes to leftism. There's a lot of very, very striking similarities between the Bolshevik Revolution and what Google is currently doing, because you don't need mass appeal. You don't need the majority of a population to be on your side. All you need is control of a few key industries. Lenin famously would talk about how all he would need is the train station and the telephone lines, and he could overthrow any city. And so the left has universities, YouTube, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all of it. They control the information, they control the education of our children. So they control us, even though they're in the minority. And it's unfortunate because I have felt honored to be able to live stream with you every day, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And I'm fighting it. And I have a Vimeo backup, but it's very clunky and without tech help. Right now I'm on the road. I can't really do it. But just my advice to you guys is don't comply ever. Don't ever comply. Because this is very, very real. Very real. And when people call you paranoid, or when people say just fit in, this is the thing. The left appears to be very open and accommodating. That's their image. But in reality, they are tolerant of nothing but their will. The conservatives appear to draw lines in the sand. But in reality, they comply with just about anything you tell them enough. It's a complete paradox. It's an irony. It's what irony is. And that's why comedy is so bizarre right now, because life has become the structure of a joke, where the line in the sand conservative, where it's like, this is right, this is wrong, these are the rules, this is what we do. Those guys are the ones that are like, fine, okay. If it shuts you up, I'll do this. And the left that are like, just be what you want. You can be anything in the world. Whatever you dream is real. Those are the ones that are saying, if you don't repeat these words verbatim and do not ever say these words again for no reason, you will not have a voice. We will purge you and eventually kill you. This leads to real death. And I studied in Eastern Europe, and I've been fascinated by authoritarian takeovers my whole life, because I've always wondered, why did they let this happen? I've always looked at like Stalin and Pol Pot and Hitler and all these people, and I always think of the people that allowed it, where it's like, why didn't anyone say anything? And so because of that study and because of that calm ability to commit to the structure of these takeovers, I figured out how this happens, and I figured out how I would be a part of resistance to authoritarians. It happens because people comply, because human beings just want to please and not stand out and be approved of by their peers above doing what's right or wrong. And that leads to crazy stuff. So the only way to stop it is to draw a line in the sand and be an actual conservative. Actual, not the fake type. And not to be this, don't overreact. Don't become what you hate, you know? But this closeted reason that I keep seeing, like people text me and call me all the time that are still in LA and are making a great living and but they can't stand the soy boys, but they have to be quiet. I'm not cool with that anymore. Cause I suffer for this. My family suffers. My income suffers. Everything suffers, and I'll do it all day long. I won't hesitate because I know what the repercussions are for not doing that. But I'm a talented comedian. I've been on every stage imaginable and done and did better than I expected and pleased the crowd. Like, I have been silenced and ostracized for saying what these people that are currently doing stadiums believe secretly. And they are riding on the coattails of our ancestors. My ancestors in America date back to 1710. That's when a group of them first got here. And the blood and the turmoil and the fighting that our ancestors did to have this freedom of speech, to be able to do art, to be able to question authority, to be able to not allow kings, to not allow our government to be God. When you stay silent and you're just reaping the benefits of all that toil and all that sacrifice so that you can just be in these stadiums stuffing your faces like pigs without the responsibility of contributing back into the very freedoms. Like, freedom comes with responsibility. Freedom comes with pain and suffering. When you don't stand up for our freedoms and you, because under socialism, there is no stadium comedy act. That doesn't exist. Like, our families, our ancestors fought so that you can do these things. And now when they're threatened, you're quiet and you're just going to reap the benefits. You're just going to get the gold and the diamonds and the high top sneakers. None of that shit matters, man. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, I've been to the mountaintop, right? Well, I've been to the mountaintop of secular materialism and that world. And there's nothing there. It's like this. It was horrifying when I realized that, to be honest, because I worked really hard to be able to get on these stages and on those networks and in those movies and stuff like that. And the more I would see mountaintops in that world, the more I was horrified to realize what I was working for so hard. There was no like end. It was just kind of cold and windy like a normal mountaintop. I mean, I hope this resonates with somebody, because that's all that really matters. And we all die and we all live and we all hopefully pass on to the next generation a better world than we got. And I mean, I'm trying, you know, I'm trying and I'm still doing comedy. And for all those people out there that say that, I'm too serious or I got too political. Watch Leftist Fitness Instructor. I just uploaded it 2 days ago. It's objectively funnier than anything on SNL. Objectively. Read the comments. It's hilarious. So I can still do that. And now let's discuss keeping the freedoms that allow us to do that, because they're so threatened right now. We're a few years, maybe, away from losing free speech. It's already gone in a lot of ways. The universities are machines of corruption. The gatekeepers of information have just been revealed to be as biased as humanly possible. The heads of Google were weeping openly about the election of Donald Trump and giving Democrat candidates billions of dollars in free advertising. and referring to them as we, like we lost. That is a monopoly of information. You know, I wanted to know if Google was corrupt, so I Googled it. Turns out Trump caused a hurricane and my dick is toxic. All right, anyway, I just I'm very grateful for you guys. I'm sure I'll be back, maybe. I don't know, because I'll fight it. You know, I have Jews. You know, I have Jews who know Jews. And hopefully I'll get Vimeo worked out. I frankly don't have the money to invent a live streaming app. You know, that's what a lot of some of my right-wing friends or right-wing followers make it seem so easy. They're like, why would you use Apple, bro? Why would you even be on YouTube? You know, it's like, what's the other option? BitChute? You can't live stream on BitChute. What, do I invent a streaming app? I'm a comedian. Well, you can hire someone. Yeah, what, do I have an extra 100 grand? Like, no, that's not possible. You have to fight it. You have to, like, you have to object. This is how Lenin did it, and this is how they're doing it now. This is what happens. It's not fight or flight. It's fight, or freeze. Freeze is how, is the most valuable. That's why they leave it out with fight or flight, because freeze is actually the most common and the most terrifying. What Lenin did is the same thing they're doing now. You isolate and you make people freeze. You make a population not know what to do. You confuse them. You know, it's like when a bear is trying to get salmon. You muddy the water. So the salmon are just like, I'm not designed to understand this. And then you're just sitting there like cattle waiting to get your throats cut. So don't freeze. Follow my lead. Don't be the monster they're telling us we are, obviously. But when someone says Caitlyn Jenner's Woman of the Year, just go, that dude, Bruce Jenner? Just don't go with it. And it doesn't take that many of us to not comply. And I'd hate to see what we have go, because a lot of it is already gone. And Trump didn't cause the hurricanes. All right, so if you'd like to support me and stay on a platform that I still have, patreon.com/WDTL. That's always threatened, but until then, we just keep going. You can't operate under the whole, like, it's been corrupted. I can't go there, like, something. Everything's corrupted. All of it. There is no website that isn't functioning off a server or off a domain or off MasterCard, Visa, PayPal. Trust me, I've thought it through. It's all, you have to just keep living. Live like die on your feet instead of living on your knees. Like, go into these places, like, go on YouTube and look what you want to look at. Like what you want to like, share what you want to share, even knowing that it may get you kicked off. That's the only way. Trust me, this is my profession. I'm a smart dude. I can't spell great, but I have a lot of processor speed that's aimed at one thing sometimes. And this is what I am an expert at. And I've been inundated with liberals my whole life, to the point where I used to think I was a liberal because I didn't pay attention to politics very much. My father is a college professor. I was in Hollywood for 16 years. I'm not in an echo chamber. I know their strategies. I know what they believe. I know how they carry out what they do. I know that they're not misguided. They're not like just, you know, silly fools. They don't care about reality. They want candy. And if you're a conservative or a libertarian or just a normal person that doesn't want to get involved in politics, well, guess what? You got to start, because you're threatened. And it's a coward's move to just put your head in the sand and just keep stuffing your face like a pig. And the left will use shame. They'll say, oh, you're a loser now just because you're a hater. You're envious. No. And don't let that affect you. Like, when you criticize people or when you say, I want stronger border security. And they say you're racist. Don't let that. They know that isn't true. They know that. They know that's not racism. They're using that as a tool. The reason they do that is because they know you aren't a racist, and they know that calling you that will hurt you enough to comply to nonsense. That's why they use the tactics they use. They use your own good nature against you. Do you understand that? If they thought you were really a racist, they would never call you that, because you'd just be like, yeah. Do you understand? Please understand this. If they call you, if they say that if you're pro-life, you hate women, they know that isn't true. They know that isn't true. There's nothing more feminist than a man married to a woman, having children, and supporting them. That's what a male feminist is. A male feminist is someone who clocks in at work so that their families can have freedom and food and prosperity. That's what a male feminist is. It's not a pussy-headed marching guy just addicted to soy, just drawing on his face with a crayon. Like, the Dalai Lama today backed European nationalism. Do you understand these people are going to have to start saying that Buddhism is rape? Like, the ideology is nuts. And you complying with it is almost worse, because at least they are doing what they want to do. They will say and do anything to get short-term rewards. Candy, money, sex, drugs, praise. Like Jim Carrey saying we should welcome socialism. He just wants to hear the sound of clapping. He's a broken man. You know? In his 50s, no family, his last girlfriend offed herself. You know? He's broken. He just wants to hear this. So, if you know right and wrong, if you know that what they're doing is bad, and you go along with it just because you don't want to make a fuss or you don't want to deal with the responsibility, you're worse, because you should know better. I felt that way about pedophiles. It's like, some of these pedophiles are just broken toys. They should just be taken out and shot. You know, the people hiding it because they don't want to lose power in their institution are worse, because they aren't this broken clock. You know, like, there are just some, like, fight dogs. Like, there's some fight dogs that are just broken dogs, you know, and they'll just, if they see something, they just bite. There's some pedophiles like that. They're just broken. They're broken. And they just should be put down. But to hide the broken because you want candy makes you worse. Because you should know better. So that is my little message this morning. You want to see me on tour? Hugepianist.com. Almost sold out in all cities, but there's a few tickets left for some parts of Texas and West Palm Beach. And you just got to keep on keeping on, you know? It's like, you can't prepare for the inevitable. All you can do is just not let them affect your life. And the only way out is family. The only way out is personal accountability, personal responsibility. You know how infuriating it is to hear the Pope and some of these high-level Catholics blame their corruption on Satan? I'm Christian. I believe there's a God and a devil. But that's not how it works. They're both right here. God and the devil are both here. And it's your choice. And they're in all of us. And to pass that off on someone else, to say, oh, it's the devil. Yeah, but you choose. You always have to welcome in the devil. You always have to welcome in the vampires. That's the whole thing. That's your choice. And I've had some good chats with atheists lately. There's a real divide I've noticed between atheists. They either want to debate ideas with me, you know, because I don't hate atheists. I love a lot of atheists. There's some atheists are some of my good friends. My point that I did on my last podcast, rest in peace, was that without the belief in God or a creator or something that sparks our divinity, there is no free will. Therefore, you can't use words like I am, I will, I am going to, because we just be animals. We're a series of chemical reactions, right? So I had some good talks with atheists who'd send me clips. Check this out, Big Bear. You don't need to be determinate, blah, blah. And then you see the ones that are like, hey man, I was once, oh shit, I was once a Patreon and I thought I would support you, and now to see you attack me, it's like, dude, you're broken. You're broken. Like, at this point, I'm like, you're broken toys. If an atheist can't debate an idea, like, what good are they? They're the worst of both worlds. They claim to be rational, but are completely irrational. Like, what is that? You know, it's like, do you feel personally attacked? Try to argue your point. Unfortunately, there's a good chance you can't, because I know some very intelligent atheists that have argued that you can have free will and be an atheist. The arguments haven't swayed me. That doesn't mean they're wrong. It's just like, okay, I saw the YouTube clip. I've read that book, but I don't see why we aren't an unfolding series of chemical reactions. Like, there's a Furby doll. There's something called a Furby doll or something. They came out with this doll that reacted to stimuli. Like, if you shook it, it was like, oh no, don't shake me. And they made it so real that there was this one video of people like abusing the doll, and it was real creepy. You know, they were just hitting this child's doll, and it was like, no. And they were like cutting, you know. And if you don't believe in God and free will, we're just a complex Furby doll. Like, all we are is a series of cause and effect chemical reactions that one stimuli does this and another stimuli. The spark of divinity, the soul, comes from a creator. And some atheists were like, oh, well, you know, you don't believe in 800,000 gods, and then you think the one. No, that's not the point. There's people that believe in a different god than me, or gods, or some sort of religion that justifies free will and the divinity of man. And so those people are not being hypocritical when they say, I am, I will, I think, I will do. That's the whole point. I'm not a converter. I'm not a preacher. I'm not this guy being like, I'm not even very religious. I'm Christian, but I don't, most churches make me feel uncomfortable, to be completely honest. So like, I'm not out here being like, if you aren't this brand of Baptist, you sir, or no, that's not me at all. I know that my belief system requires a leap of faith, and I'm honest about that. I can't prove God, just like you can't prove not God. So, like, I'm saying that is faith. Like, I do have an element of faith. Now, are you willing to say that your entire framework of language, thought, beliefs, family, nation, existence is based on the concept of a creator, so that when you're arguing for atheism using our language and our current presuppositions of existence, I am, you are, that doesn't exist in a deterministic Furby doll universe. And these are debates you can have with atheists and still be their friends. The atheists that are like, you're irrational, you believe in a man on a cloud, it's like, bitch, I think more than you. Like, you haven't thought it through, and your arrogance is showing, you know? And the arrogance of politics, and the arrogance of social media, and the arrogance of comedy, and the arrogance of word usage, it's getting to a tipping point where you gotta fight for your family, man. You have to risk things. Imagine if Colin Kaepernick took a knee, right? I would respect that dude if he said, you know what? Cops, block 911 from my phone. That's a risk. That's sacrifice. If he said, I have issues with cops. So you know what I'm going to do? Me and everyone who took a knee, we're going to say, listen, if something goes wrong in our lives, we can't call you for help. I would respect the hell out of that. I get a big Nike swoosh on my forehead. I'm like, that, those dudes. Because even if I don't agree with that, like, I don't have this hatred of police at all. But like, if someone is willing to say, listen, I believe there's something seriously wrong with police, so to show you that, I will give up my ability to be helped by police. And so will my family, and so will my everyone else who's taking a knee. At that point, you know they're not lying and they're not trying to manipulate. Of course he didn't do that. He's just cashing checks, smoking weed, getting BJs. He's a pig. He's a stuffed pig. It's the same with social media. It's the same with these comedians. I'm not going to name names, but like these people doing like just cashing in and getting praised. And they will never speak up on any of this stuff. And they'll be like, Owen, why do you do this? Like you such a promising career. It's like, because my great, great, great grandfather did what I'm doing is the only reason I can perform in this fucking theater. Same with you. Do you know our history? Because I do, and respect it. And you can call me all the names you want. I know that that's bull. I know the tactics. I know that shit. Keyboard warriors. But much love. All right. So hugepianist.com/subscribe if you want to become a supporter. And people are like, oh, begging for money. No, it's a definition of consent. Hollywood. They take tax money. They give it to these Hollywood networks and shit. They overpay these pigs to say exactly what they tell them to say. So all comedians all say the same thing. What I do is the definition of consent. People like my joke so much, they will just give me some extra cash to keep me going. Would anyone do that for Amy Schumer? Would anyone do that for Trevor Noah? Would anyone say, hey, man, I'm just going to keep you going because I believe I laugh so hard at your jokes. And why isn't anyone else making fun of that? No, I'm free market. I can't give you more products for donation sometimes. I just can't. I don't know how, like, there isn't anything I can do. I don't have this big team and infrastructure. I don't, I'm doing fine, but it's just like support. That's what it is. You want to buy my specials, hugepianist.com. You want to come to the shows, come. But it is on the shoulders of every individual to fight this. So I'm buying, what's it called? Ah, man. Is it New Balance? I was doing research on a shoe company that's American. And I'm going to go buy new sneakers. And they're going to not be Nikes. And they're going to be new, like New Balance or one of those things. Because the real vote is dollars. That's your vote. It's a vote. All right, anyway. I kept that under a half hour. I was going to do 5 minutes, but you know me. So, again, it's been a pleasure, and hopefully I'll be back, but who knows? But I'm going to keep doing my thing, and Why Didn't They Laugh podcast on iTunes. Hopefully you can check me out there. And just know this wasn't preventable. To show a David Attenborough clip and have them call it pornography. Oh, and by the way, you want to understand the concept of that. If you are a determinist and an atheist and live in a material world, and you don't think there's anything special about human beings, that is pornography. To show animals having sex is no different than human beings because there's nothing special about human beings. If that, we have slaughterhouses in this country for animals that we eat. If you're not terrified by people that view you as an animal, then I guess you want to die. You want to lose it. You want to, like, you don't love your family. And I'm dead serious. If people view you the same as an animal, that we're in a deterministic universe, and you're nothing more, nothing less than an animal, that's why vegans don't eat meat a lot of times, because they're like, oh, the cow. They're more protective of a goddamn cow than they are an unborn human baby. If that doesn't make you hold your children at night and wonder what in the fuck is going on, you're just waiting to die. And what is... I mean, I'm speechless at that concept. So enjoy whatever you're stuffing your face with or your ego with, and just